explain the reasoning of moving Ponikarovsky, just point blank?
Well, I think the reason is that we earlier in the day we acquired Eric Tangridi from the Pittsburgh Penguins today, and you know, he's a player that you know has gone through the development cycle in the Pittsburgh organization, and was someone that you know had some opportunities to play within their system, but within our group, our scouting staff, you know, knowing that you know he is someone that either had to fit into their lineup or would have to be moved. You know, identified him. We went out and acquired him, and upon acquiring him, you know, we had the opportunity to open up some roster space and some ice time for him. He's 24 years old, and you know, we're very hopeful that he is someone that, given an opportunity to play within our organization, is going to blossom and continue to move forward. So it was really more about creating an opening and an opportunity for Eric as opposed to anything with Alexei.
How do you summarize the short time that Ponikarovsky was here?
Well, I think, you know, short time is certainly the correct term. I think that this season, you know, every game is magnified to the point, though, where while the time frame might be compressed, each and every game, you know, has a greater magnitude. And so we had to make some decisions, and you know, I've been had the opportunity to see the majority of the games of our team play, talking to our coaches, and obviously trying to look at a long-term you know plan to continue to get better as an organization. You know, the opportunity to make these moves today is something that we're hopeful will grow into something great.
Kevin Paul Friesen, the Winnipeg Sun. Were you then making these deals kind of parallel at the same time, or one first and then you needed to make room for Tangridi?
Well, it was kind of the conversations that these things, you know, sometimes take different turns of event. You know, we've been talking over a couple of days, you know, certainly on the Tangridi deal, but, you know, how the other things laid out, you know, really just started to take fruition as the deal was being announced, obviously with New Jersey having their issues with some injuries and stuff like that, that it did make things work for both sides.
Looking back, me again, Paul, looking at, back then at the Ponikarovsky signing, any reason to not call it a swing and a miss in free agency?
Well, you know, again, I think that you know, if you're worried about taking swings and missing, you know, you're not going to get up to the plate. You have to try and do some things, and you know, again, there's different reasons. You know, obviously, why guys are available, age, opportunities. You know, teams looking to you know use younger players within their organization. So, free agency is a time where you look at what's available. You try to fit some needs. Some of them fit, some of them don't. And you know, again, you know, Alexei is someone that you know we wish all the best. So, you know, as far as you know, looking at anything other than you know bringing him into our organization, evaluating him, finding something that you know our scouts hope will grow into something, and acquiring an asset in the equation is something that I would look at for any player, irrespective of signing, you know, now or you know as a free agent or you know in the future.
Chevy, Drew Mindell from the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. You're live on TSN 1290 right now. In the offseason, did you offer Alexei Ponikarovsky more money to come to Winnipeg than the Devils had offered him at, during the same free agency period?
That I really don't know.
Hi, Kevin. This is John Chidley Hill with the Canadian Press. I was wondering, going forward, what kind of role or what are you hoping to expect from Tangridi for the rest of the season?
Well, you know, we opened up a third line opportunity here with you know the moving of Ponikarovsky, and Eric will get an opportunity to slide into you know that position at this point in time. But you know, again, it's a constant evaluation with a lot of different players or all different players on the roster. So you know, that's the hole that was you know created with the move, and you know, we're going to give Eric an opportunity to. You know, to to grow into it. He's he's a big player. He's someone that former second round draft pick that had a very good junior career, had a very good American Hockey League career. And a lot of these players that move into the National Hockey League and find their way do so because they're given opportunities, and sometimes it's not within the organizations that that develop them.
Thanks, Kevin.
Sean Reynolds from CBC Winnipeg. I'm wondering, is there a message in this for the rest of the team?
Well, I think the message is that we're constantly going to try and get better, and we're constantly going to try and grow in whatever way that we can, be it in acquisition of assets or if opportunities present themselves. We'll look at a lot of different things. It's a good group. We have to find our way a little bit. It's still a very inconsistent group, if we can acquire players that will own for periods of time that can grow and fit into our lineup and our system, that's the only way that you can get stability. And it's something that through the draft process we hope will continue to develop our organization. But if I can accelerate the process at any step, be it a small step or a large step, we're going to look at that.
How about the timing of this? Is this meant to shake anything up?
It's not one of those things where you sit back and say, I got to do a deal to make a deal. There's conversations that go on with general managers daily, and sometimes they lead to something, sometimes they don't, and it takes two teams to make a deal happen. And in this situation here, both organizations, the Penguins and the Devils, we're looking to make a deal as well.
Those daily conversations with other general managers, is there anything else in the work that we can expect?
Well, again, there'll be lots of conversations. Those are going to continue, to happen. And, it's a constant evaluation process. No one should be sitting here on my team, thinking, oh, my goodness, I'm the next guy to go. But in the same token, they all should be sitting there saying, this organization wants to, to continue to get better and is going to make, try and make steps to do that.
It's Paul Friesen again, Kevin. Do you have any untouchable players on your roster?
Well, I don't know that anybody's untouchable. Certainly there's guys with trade restrictions and different things like that. But we do want to create an aura of stability. And in order to do that, you commit to some players long term, and you let them continue to grow and you bring in other players that hopefully will be around with you for many, many years. So I'm not a guy that sits here and threatens to trade anyone, but at the end of the day, we're looking at the big picture. The big picture is down the road, and we're going to look at all different aspects to try and attain our goal.
And why do you think Ken Grady has not established himself so far in his career, from what you've seen and your scouts tell you?
Well, I think that he is someone that is a player that needs to be given an opportunity to feel comfortable. And for so many young players, it's very, very hard to break in. They play a certain role at the at the lower levels. Certainly at junior, they're dominant players. They get to the American League, they're around better players, more seasoned players, and sometimes their roles are one thing there. When they get to the National Hockey League, it's even tougher to break in and play that role. Sometimes you have to be afforded an opportunity to grow into it and feel comfortable. And it's a difficult process because it takes patience. And sometimes the rewards don't get reaped for a period of time. But sometimes success is just one step past failure.
Sean Reynolds with CBC again. Having said that, and having said that, an opportunity has opened up here on the third line. How confident are you that Tangredi is ready to step into that role and flourish and succeed?
Well, that'll happen over time. The evaluation process will continue. Again, we're not sitting here, obviously guaranteeing anything. It is a game. It is something that is ever moving and evolving. But all you can do is have faith in players and give them opportunities to grow. And the coaching staff will have to do some teaching, some mentoring, some development as well. But if you want young players to come into your system, you have to find a way to give them that opportunity.
So what then is the backup plan if that doesn't work out?
Well, the backup plan is you're always constantly having conversations, and these things, you don't know what's going to happen. We do have assets that we've acquired. We have numerous draft picks both this year and certainly now next year. And, whether we draft all those players or we use some of those players down the line to acquire, other players, those are all things that remain to be seen.
Anything else, guys? Kevin, can you just give us a quick word as you're one quarter of the way through this shortened season, where you feel your hockey club's at right now?
Well, we're right around 500. We're one below that, and that's probably how we've played. We've had some glimpses of things that are really good, and we've had some things that you'd like to improve. I think talking around to a lot of the different general managers, there's a lot of frustration, I think, in a lot of different teams for some inconsistencies and some teams that maybe you wouldn't have ever thought that would be in that, and certainly those are things that you just have to work through, and it's from our perspective here, I think that we've gotten our record is probably indicative of how we've played, a little bit up, a little bit down, and we have to get off that treadmill. We have to continue to find a way to become consistent and to become better, and we can't be afraid to take different looks at how things can be done in that regard.
Thanks. All right, guys.
Thank you.